It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not trying to steal Lima's bit here. I think I have a pretty good theory about what tonight means for the Cleveland Guardians there, Dusty.
Tell us what it means.
I think that, and this is an if statement, so I'm this is not an official declaration. I'm not locking it in. But I think, judging based off the reaction of Matthew Boyd's, it wasn't a quality start in name, but his great performance last night in his debut for the Guardians, I think if Alex Cobb comes out tonight and gives you six innings and three earned or less, I think people are going to flip the switch in the Guardians as soon as tomorrow morning.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, they could pull off this dub tonight. I kind of have a feeling they're going to have a really nice offensive game and win a game comfortably. These last two have been...
nail-biters?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They've absolutely been nail-biters, and I'd love just to sit down and watch a game and not have to stress out.
Yeah, and I think... Well, I just think, listen, I think the rotation, and justifiably so, the rotation has been the pain point for every fan, which is, man, I love what we're getting with the offense. I love the power. I love the timely hitting. I love what the bullpen's doing. It's dominant, best in Major League Baseball, but that rotation. And even though I'm not sure both Boyd and Cobb, even though I'm not sure both guys will actually be in the postseason rotation, I think these two guys, your two deadline acquisitions, as put out there by Chris Antonetti and Chernoff, I think it's going to flip. It's going to make people feel incredibly confident in the rotation. I think two starts is all it really takes.
Okay.
Because I think we've just been waiting for breadcrumbs. Like, there have been times where I've watched Ben Lively pitch and go, okay, yep, he's locked in, he's figured out, he's ready to go. When anytime Gavin Williams gives you a good start, all right, Gavin's turning the corner.
Gavin.
He's turning the corner. Same thing with Tanner Bibee. Like, because here's, I think it goes back to the basic math of this, which is you just need to be able to trust five guys to get you through five innings every night of the week. And if then Bibee, Williams, Lively, even Cobb or Boyd, if once or twice a week you get six or seven innings, that bullpen is not going to be an issue. That bullpen will be able to chill out over the remainder of the next 6 weeks, which is really all you need.
Nick, what's your biggest concern with the Guardians? Like, one area right now?
I mean, it's still rotation. It is. But I think the next 6 weeks can solve that. I think, ironically, like, there are some teams that, like, okay, that team has to hit their way out of every jam. You're just going to live with the starting pitching that you have, get by with pitching, but you've got to club your way past everyone. But that has its obvious faults. The team with a great pitching staff and a limited offense, which is where the Guardians normally are. All right. There are going to be certain matchups you can't win. The Guardians, with a decent rotation, which is what I think they're shaping up to have, and tonight becomes the part of that. The Guardians with a decent rotation, Dusty, I think that's the toughest team to beat. The lineup, just good enough. The rotation.
It's just good enough.
The rotation, the rotation, just good enough. The bullpen, dominating. I think that is a formula to go on a run. And I think what's most defeating about baseball is you're completely at the whim of who you face and when you face them, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the deeper you get into the playoffs, all of a sudden those elite rotations start to tire out because, quite frankly, dudes are not used to pitching from February to November. So you might catch the Yankees, who've got a really good rotation. If you catch them in the ALCS, that might give you a better chance to beat him than if you faced him in the ALDS or if you ended up having to face him in like a wild card round situation. So it's funny. I know that the rotation still is where work needs to happen. But I think tonight, man, Alex Cobb goes out there. I'll give you the exact stat line. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, maybe a base runner an inning. So, 6 innings, 1 earned.
Some might walk a guy here and there.
Yeah.
May give up a couple of hits, few hits.
But very similar performance to Matt Boyd last year.
How many runs can he give up?
1. Yeah. I think if that's his stat line, I think there are going to be people flipping the switch all over to Cleveland as soon as tonight and on this station tomorrow morning. Because those are the guys, like when Gavin Williams gives you a good start, it's, well, yeah, he's supposed to. He's one of your better pitchers with a high upside. When Tanner does it, it's more of note when Tanner has a bad outing than when he has a good outing. It's more of note when Ben Lively can't make it through 4 innings than when Ben Lively goes 6 innings, because you've already counted on those 3 players. So of the 2 guys who the Guardian said, this is our deadline, a free agent coming off Tommy John and a guy who hasn't pitched this year coming off hip surgery, yeah, I think these 2 starts right now, not long term, but right now, weight heavier than maybe anybody else that you could start out there, whether it's Logan Allen, whether it's Tristan McKenzie, or any of the guys that we kind of already mentioned.
So those are all positives. I just want to see this offense continue to put up some runs. You know, I'm happy they won last night 2-1, but I'd rather them score 6-7 runs, make it a little bit more comfortable, take a little pressure off of the rotation and the bullpen. Like, I don't want to have to use Class A.
Give me
6 all the time.
See, that's why I think tonight matters. If you can get that 8 run, where all of a sudden the 11 hits you usually get, or I say usually, on nights where you might have 2 runs but 11 hits, if you can turn 11 hits into 8 runs, Cobb has a nice start, and then you can conserve the bullpen to some degree. I just think because what you and I are saying are pretty much the same thing. It's a peace of mind victory. We've not really had, like, there was a stretch of run there in May and June where you had a lot of peace of mind victories. You were just kicking the ever-loving crap out of teams enough that even when you had stressful games, they didn't weigh on you. Well, now it's every game is a stressful game. Even when you win, it feels like you had to eke out a win, which, by the way, guys, that's a playoff, so get ready for it. At the same point, I think this would be a nice palate cleanser, and I think tomorrow people will be hopped up if the Guardians get a great start out of Alex Cobb tonight. 216-474-0092. Alex Cobb, first start, did not go well for the Cleveland Guardians. Can one more start, one good start, following another, Matt Boyd last night, Alex Cobb tonight, can that make you change your confidence in the Guardians down the stretch?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.